Today we have with us David Moultzen, and this is Radio Tacoma Interviews. And one of the things that Radio Tacoma would like to do is to introduce our listeners to the musicians whose music we air on the station. So David's music came to us by way of Randy Kasten. We interviewed Randy back in June. And so, David, could you introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Sure. My name's Dave Moultzen. I'm a self-taught keyboardist. I've been composing music since I was 16. And she mentioned my friend Randy Kasten, and we've known each other since 1983. And we've been frequent music collaborators. He also is basically a self-taught keyboardist. And we discovered a technology called MIDI together back in late 1987. And MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. And it allows musical instruments like synthesizers to communicate with computers. And so you can record performances on a MIDI keyboard onto your computer. And since then, the technology has really come a lot farther, the computers and music technology. Now you can have, it's basically an entire music studio on your computer. So you can record, you know, live instruments, vocals, as well as the synthesizers, things like that. So you really don't, as far as I'm concerned, you don't need to go into a recording studio anymore. You can just do it all yourself.
So, right. I think people all over discovered that in the pandemic.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, we are all virtual. We always actually have been. We do all pre-recorded, and then we have an automated software we upload to, and it plays. We're hoping to begin a live broadcasting at some point in the not too distant future. But it was very useful for us to be already automated when the pandemic hit, because we actually don't have a studio.
Oh, really? That's interesting. So you do it on your computer then?
We do all of our interviewing on computer now during the pandemic. Before, we would do in-person interviews and then upload them to our software. Yeah, we just have an automated software. We don't have a lot of low-power stations dependent on DJs. Uh-huh. Or, you know, a lot of them played a lot of music. We're mostly a talk radio station.
Right.
Although we now have a large volume of independent local musicians that we air. So anyway, we already had this automated software going, and so we just kept using it. We weren't really that affected by the pandemic, except that we couldn't do interviews in person anymore. We had to do them over the computer. But that we actually found a very good software for that, too, called Zencastr. But it has a few more parameters that some people aren't able to access. So I just chose to use Zoom with you today.
And that's very so the automated software, it covers all of the radio's content.
Yes, we just upload it to the software. You can even automate programs for the week so that you don't have to change it every day. You can automate it to air some programs on alternate days. It's great.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it was a lot of work putting it up.
Yeah.
We actually had an original one that was done by one of our members, which was very, very nice of him. And then we changed to another one during the pandemic just so we'd have more more space to air things.
Sounds like a real labor saver.
Eventually, yes, it was labor intensive getting it all put together, and we're very grateful to some of our members who put a lot of time in to get it all working.
Yeah, that's neat.
So back for a minute to you and Randy, did you know each other? Were you living up here, or was he living down in California? You're in California, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in the LA area. I just moved here last March. I was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area, And so Randy lived in the Bay Area until 2015, when he moved up to Union, Washington. So, you know, up until then, we both lived in the Bay Area, so we could see a lot of each other. And we met in 1983, and he married my high school and college girlfriend. Their marriage didn't survive, but our friendship has.
Oh, that's a great story. That's so true of so many people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have a lot lower expectations of our friends than we do of our marriage partners.
Well, yeah, right. There you go. Yeah.
And I think we choose our friends more wisely, perhaps.
Very good point. Yeah. So, but it's kind of sad that we don't live near each other anymore. He's going to be visiting here. Next week, he's flying down to LA, and we're going to hang out
and produce some music, maybe.
Gee, we hadn't talked about that. I mean, we could. I mean, I have all my music equipment here.
He did say he hadn't done much in the past couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for giving me that idea. I might fire up the computer and we might jam a little bit.
Something. Okay. Well, let me know if you want us to air it. No pressure. Yeah, so one of the songs that I know you collaborated on was July.
Right.
And before we talk about the individual songs, I know that the group that you work with is called Consortium Mirabilis. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of a loose association of friends and musicians and songwriters. Including Randy. It doesn't necessarily have a fixed membership. That's right.
So, and Mirabilis means wonder?
Exactly. It's Latin for wondrous association or miraculous association. Like, I consider it miraculous that I am able to work with all these great musicians and that they don't charge me. I mean, we're all friends, so we help each other on each other's songs. And I do all the recording on my home equipment. I record, mix, and all of that.
Do you actually record together, though?
Sometimes. But it's also quite easy just to exchange music files. I mean, I'll start on a song and then send it to Randy. That's how July worked. It was his idea to that he and I and a guy named Walt Rimler work on a kind of a classical piece with different movements. And so Randy sent me one of his, I worked on it, and I came up with the piano part for July, sent it to him, he wrote the cello part, or most of the cello part, and then sent it back to me. I added the string, the violins and violas.
You were playing those instruments?
Oh, didn't I mention? Oh, I'm quite the musical prodigy. No, just totally kidding. All of the instruments are basically synthesized sounds. Called software instruments. So, and they're built in right into the computer. So you can have any kind of musical instrument sound you can imagine. Anything, you know, from rock instrumentation, guitar, bass, drums, organ, to classical instruments. So, I just played we all played our parts on the keyboard.
Wow, that's really interesting. We love that piece because it's a kind of a waltz.
That's right, it is in waltz time. Yeah.
And we just don't hear many waltzes anymore, and we loved it.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it came out quite well. Yeah, it was, Rennie and I, it was the last thing we collaborated on. It was like the old days when we'd come up with whole chamber, multi-movement chamber pieces. So this was kind of, you know, going back to that. a little
bit. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Some of the other songs you've done, I told Randy when we did the interview, they sounded to me like they had a little bit of influence from the 70s, maybe. The British Invasion, Dreaming About Their World. I thought it sounded kind of reminiscent of Herman's Hermits or something. I doubt you intended that, but who were your influences for songs like Dreaming About Your World and Mary Jean and some of the other ones?
Right. Dreaming About Their World was mainly Randy's song. And then I worked on it. We have another musical friend named Kevin McDonald who worked on it. He does the vocals on that. So Kevin and I are big Beatles fans. I mean, that's like my ultimate influence. Randy is more kind of jazz oriented. He likes rock, but I don't think he's quite the Beatles fan that Kevin and I are. So I'm not sure, you know, he says he likes Blondie, but, musically I guess that would be his rock side. He, as you know, he's also written a lot of classical pieces, and sometimes jazz and blues influences creep in, but it's Beatles and classic rock all the way for me.
Okay, so there was some influence of British Invasion in some of the songs, unintentionally.
Oh yeah, totally. No, I mean, that's my kind of music.
Okay. We love it. My husband and I, when he was listening to the music this morning, he says, that sounds like stuff I used to listen to back in the 70s. And I said, well, yeah, that's some of the influences, I think, that they have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the classical stuff, I like classical music, but what I really like is, as you say, the stuff from the 60s and 70s, the rock music.
Yeah. Well, what, when you're writing music, lyrics, what inspires you?
That's a good question. For me personally, I can't compose music unless I'm sitting at a keyboard. I think Randy can hear the parts in his head and then just puts them right into the computer, but I can't write anything unless I'm sitting at a keyboard and I'll come up with a melody line, chord progressions, and so forth. And then in terms of the lyrics, it's, you know, kind of like whether I'm in a good mood and want to write a love song or in a bad mood want to write something that's more negative, which could be like a lost love, you know, so kind of situation, or the world's coming to the end.
Okay, I don't think I've heard any world's coming to the end songs yet.
I'll try to think of one to send you.
Yeah, that would be good for these times.
That's true. No, yeah, I have one in mind I could send you.
Okay, what's the title? Just curious.
It's called Tiere, T-I-E-R-E, which is a German word meaning animals. And it's me putting down, you know, the more greedy members of the human race.
That would be useful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In these times.
I know on one of the songs, Hold Me Near, you have a female voice, sounds like.
Yeah. I never even met her. I did this song. Randy does not play on that, but some other musicians do. And I needed a vocalist, and I had in mind a female vocalist, and we weren't working with any of those. So there's a website called Fiverr. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's kind of, you can look up people who will do freelance work, and it's all online. So I went looking for female singers on Fiverr, and she took the job and did a fantastic job. I had written the lyrics for the beginning part of the song, but I also wanted to have this scat singing, what I, you know, envisioned as scat singing. So I said, you know, when I hired her, it was, you know, with the expectation that she would do this scat singing. You know, that was one of the things I was looking for. And she did a great job doing that. So all that stuff at the end, it's just her totally improvising.
I love that.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I never met her. I don't even know her real name. I mean, everything on Fiverr is basically anonymous, you with usernames. And so I would have had to get her permission to use her real name, which I never bothered to do.
Oh. So
I don't want to, I mean, I feel ashamed about how much I paid her because I got a lot more than value than what I paid for, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we're grateful that you guys offer your music to us. Yeah. So let's see. That you have a couple albums out, you said. One's called Guiding Star.
Yes, that's the latest Consortium Mirabilis album. And I wrote all of that except for Fool's Gold, which was I wrote the lyrics, but the music was by a guitarist named Daryl Pulley. And he was just an incredibly talented guitarist. I worked with him for about 6 years, but he died from leukemia last November. Just a total tragedy. He played on both of the Consortium Mirabilis albums. We had a band called Sound Oasis, and put out a couple of albums with them, and then I did 3 solo albums for him. he said, you know, the first album we worked on turned out to be his first solo album. So when we started that, I said, well, gee, I guess I'm going to have to come up with some songs for this album. And he said, well, Dave, I hate to say this, but I really have this in mind as a solo album. So I didn't mind because he was so talented and we got along really well.
You just helped him produce his albums.
Well, yeah, I recorded them, I mixed them, and I played all the keyboard parts on them.
And so he wrote Fool's Gold?
He wrote the music, yeah. He wrote that guitar riff, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And I wrote the lyrics, and then Kevin sang those lyrics, and Kevin did the bass, and I did the organ and whatever keyboards are on there. And what you hear in terms of the drums are drum loops. In other words, you know, these software instrument packages or the music programs that you use, you know, often come with a wide selection of drum loops and all sorts of different categories, you know, basic rock or Latin or funk, stuff like that. So most of the stuff I've done just uses drum loops.
Okay. So, is that what you'd refer to as e-music, or is electronic music something different?
That's a good question. I've never heard the term e-music before.
I know that Randy named some of his pieces like e-piano.
He meant by that was electric piano. So he used an electric piano sound as opposed to an acoustic.
Acoustic, piano. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes sense. So,
yeah, but I mean, you can make any kind of music with computers, and I've never heard it referred to as e-music. There's something called electronic dance music.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. Yeah, it's quite different.
Quite different, yeah. Not your 70s pop music.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add today about the joy of making music, the joy it gives you? Or?
Yes. If there are any guitarists in L.A., please look me up.
Okay.
Yeah, I've really hardly done any music at all since moving here last March, and COVID has kind of slowed me down in finding other musicians to work with. But yeah, ever since I lost Daryl, I really need a good lead guitarist.
Okay. Well, I don't know how many people will hear us in LA.
Yeah, right. Or anybody at all. I mean, we can all do this by email.
That's true. Okay, so if there's a guitarist out there who'd be interested in contacting David, do you want him to contact us and then we'd send the information on, or do you want me to give your email?
You can give my email. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and your email is?
D-M-O-L-T-Z-E-N.
David Moltzen. Okay, D. Right. Moltzen. Okay.
D. Moltzen at dwmoltzen.com. So D. Moltzen at dwmoltzen.com.
Okay.
If that's too much for you, then you can send, you can communicate with me through FAM.
Yes, our email here at Radio Tacoma is info@radiotacoma.org. And I just want to remind all our listeners that our interviews are also they will air. Our Radio Tacoma interviews generally air at noon. We will run an interview for a week, and then sometimes we air the interviews at different times of day in subsequent weeks. But they're always available on our archives. We have a website, radiotacoma.org. And under programming, we have a music archives, and we also have a Radio Tacoma interviews archives.
Cool.
You can always find our interviews at on the web and play them anytime. We also stream. So even though you live in Los Angeles, when I give you the airing time, you can go to our website and stream it live.
Excellent. Yeah, I definitely streamed Randy's interview.
Good. Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
One more thing before we go, if you could just do a little promo for us.
Hi, I'm David Moltzen. You are listening to KTAH LP FM 101.9 Radio Tacoma in Tacoma, Washington.